Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm the host of Radio Entrepreneurs, Jeffrey Davis, and also the, well, I always put up the wrong hand, Family Business Association and my consulting firm, Mage LLC, since 1985, working with over 700 leaders and organizations to help them achieve greater effectiveness, organizational harmony, and hopefully profitability. Our next guest, I think you're going to find him enjoyable. I know I have in my limited exposure to him. Walter Foster, partner at Eckert Siemens. And I think we're going to talk a little bit today, Walter, about paid leave, correct?
Yes, we are, Jeff. Thanks for having me on.
Is this a hint from my staff that I'm going to be let go?
Not at all.
Darn.
Just to accommodate your leaves, that's all.
I've been waiting a long time to get fired.
I think you need to get in line on that one. But we'll
if anybody let me go, I'd probably say thank you. But why don't you talk to us a little bit about your practice, and then let's get into paid leave.
Sure. Happy to do so. And again, thanks for having me on the show. I am a business litigator by trade with a focus in the employment law arena. Eckert Siemens is a national-based firm. We have about 350 attorneys, 12 different offices. And we really look to service both small, medium-sized businesses, family-owned businesses, and work with them to make them productive. And my particular role is when and if they get sued in the employment law arena for wage and hour violations, discrimination type claims, non-compete disputes, we come in to help defend those businesses. I have a deep background of over 30 years now, so a lot of things have accumulated in my brain if I can only access them all. And I started out at the Mass Attorney General's office. So I bring to my clients a kind of perspective, both from the enforcement side as well as the defense side. I find that that usually is very, very helpful. So that's a bit about me. In this kind of really strange times, there's been, I'm sure, many different terms used to describe the age of COVID. We're really two of the top hot topic issues are both complying with COVID and running a workforce in today's, you know, kind of regulatory environment with all that it brings. But in the background, percolating along, has been a Massachusetts statute that really is one of the leader in the nations that is providing paid leave for the first time, very similar to really how all of Europe and many other countries operate, but will provide paid leave for maternity, paternity bonding, and for serious medical illness for yourself or a family member. And that begins to take effect in terms of employees being able to take that benefit in two phases, one on January 1, 2021, which is now right around the corner. Believe it or not, we're all looking for to put 2020 in the rearview mirror for sure. And then in July of 2021.
Well, you know, I don't mean to be sarcastic, but we're all getting paid to stay home right now. Most of us are. So, you know, how does this change everything? You know, this seems to be somewhat of a new law, an appropriate law, but implemented during a gray area.
You can say that again, and there's no accounting for planning, right? Like nobody saw COVID coming. And of course, you're referencing really the relief that has been allocated by Congress during the COVID for various paid leave, including actually expanded the Family Medical Leave Law, which is a federal law, to allow for payment for parents that have kids at home. So the answer is like everything else, there's a federal and a state overlay that really complicates this. But at the same time, this is gonna be a new floor and a new way of doing business. And the sooner that entrepreneurs and businesses kind of are aware of that, they're gonna be able to better compete and manage that workforce, because you can rest assured every employee will be made aware of this benefit and will readily be taking it. We're not even sure, you know, what's happening right now as we sit, it's, early December, about any further COVID relief. It's really still up in the air. And what we're hearing is that there is no direct payments in this next relief bill. So I think the Massachusetts paid state law will probably become the most immediate kind of go-to avenue, if you will, for medical leave and for other types of leave beginning in January, just a few short weeks from now.
Now, again, I'm not trying to take sides, so I want you to know I believe in paid leave.
Yeah.
And I believe in taking care of workers because I believe culture comes first and culture beats strategy. But if I was an entrepreneur and I said to you, oh no, another government interference to my business. I'm already under so much pressure. This stuff, Walter, it's just too much. I can't handle it. What would you say to them?
I'd say you're absolutely right. You got to get another little either red or a blue pill to be able to navigate this. And either A, get your HR specialist, or B, get that attorney on to help you figure it out. It is complex. I mean, there's just absolutely no bones about it. Until we navigate through to what will come, which is uniformity across the board, right? That would be the best for any business owner. Is please just tell me what the landscape is, because in fact, many businesses through private, insurance, short-term disability insurance are already really providing this benefit. So it's not really anything new that many companies already afford their employees. The impact we see is on the smaller base companies, those with 25 employees or less or more. So the bigger companies, right, have these benefits, and the statute comes with an opt-out. If you have a private insurance that provides all of these benefits, you get to opt out. That's one way that if I could direct folks and entrepreneurs, like how to get this headache off my plate, that's one way. The second is that there is, of course, it's a website navigable by this new State Department that really spells it out. And it's really no different than the family medical leave law that many companies are looking at. And Massachusetts already has a 40-hour paid sick leave law. Everybody knows about vacation pay, how that works. So it's daunting at first, but I think I would say surmountable. And the thing that I want to share with your listeners is that what's interesting about this is that it applies to every company. So you can be, a serial entrepreneur, done your, you sold your two companies. If you have three employees, typically entrepreneurs go, great, nothing attaches till they get to, 10, 15 employees. This attaches at employee number one. But for singular entrepreneurs, they can actually buy into the system to protect their own leave rights. So it's really no different than an insurance policy that you buy off the market, if you will. But it does extend it. So there's a little bit of an upside to some single entrepreneurs who may find this advantageous.
Well, maybe I'm being a little repetitive and I'm a little fan of David and Goliath. But, a lot of those companies that I meet every day do have less than 25 employees.
Yes.
And I'm sure, and they're feeling the brunt of this economy, maybe on average, much more than, let's say, those companies with 100 to 500 employees. Not that the big ones don't have problems, because we're spinning too when I talk to them every day. And yep. I'm an entrepreneur as well. But what do you say to that person? Again, 25 employees less, like, staying in business during COVID, it's just not worth it to me anymore.
Yeah. So I think it's surmountable. And how the law works for the 25 and below is the company makes no payments out of its pocket. So the first most important thing for any entrepreneur, that we advise all the time is like, how do we grow with them, et cetera. The most important part is to understand that there is no contribution by any company that has less than 25 employees. So that's a pretty usually good selling point. It doesn't, shall we say, add to that tax basis. So it's not going to affect their bottom line. How it is paid is by withholdings from each of the employees, which you must do. So is it an administrative nightmare? Sure it is. But here's the other thing that I say to entrepreneurs with less than 25. You actually don't have to, what I call, execute on all parts of this law. There is a new state agency. The employee must apply to get this benefit. They get paid up to $850. They're capped at $850 a week for taking this benefit. All of that is just like unemployment. It's forms done by the employee with this agency. Does the agency get a notice from the new state agency? Employee X is taking this? Yes. Do you get a notice from your employee that they're gonna go and have a baby or bond with a child? Yes. So there's the control, and that's what I mean is surmountable. So for less than 25, the highlights are twofold. First, you're not paying out of pocket for it. Second, you don't have to execute on it. And what I would say is that everybody knows this, even for our companies, and again, I call them my serial entrepreneurs who often have less than 25, these issues of maternity leave, paternity leave, the illness of a grandparent, the care for the in-law's spouse, that happens in the real world. So I think companies, even with less than 25, have been dealing with that, and they're often very accommodating about it. So the individual is now going to get a benefit that is paid for by themselves, not through the company. And hopefully, you know, it does not become like this is a, I'm going to close up my doors, Walter, like not that situation. What I could say is that this too shall pass and you'll be able to deal with it. That's my best advice.
Walter, a better answer than I expected. And thank you very much. I love the way you explained it. Really detailed. I hope our listeners listen to it. And if they don't, I hope you get it out to people as well. We've been speaking with Walter Foster, partner at Eckert Siemens, a firm I've known for a long time, JT. You know, Walter, if someone's looking for you, how would they find you?
So it's easy. Of course, Google is great, Walter Foster, but you can find me both on LinkedIn and at our firm website, EckertSiemens.com. And I just wanted to add, recently just did a full, it was like about a 1-hour webinar. And we also have a starter kit for all of the forms that any size company would need right on our website. So if you're thirsting for more knowledge about how this all works in the details, we have a recorded webinar. It's an hour of your time, but perhaps hopefully an hour that has some good return on it, together with the starter kit form. So that's the best way, is through the website. And of course, my email, which can be found on the website.
Great, Walter. Always a pleasure speaking with you, and I wish you all the best this time of year. And remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs, and we will be streaming stories throughout the rest of the year and through to 2021. Walter, you're going to come back and visit us again, right?
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Great. Remind everybody again, this is Radio Entrepreneurs.